Okay, today's daf is Mi'ilat Davav, and we will start on top of Vav Amin Aleph, as we have started the past couple of days the new Masechta of Mi'ilah, all about the Isser of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. We've discussed, is it in the world of Gezel, is it in the world of Bizayon Hektish? We had, if you remember it, a very important line back in the end of Masechus Krisus that has to do with the categorization of Mi'ilah, and that it's called, in a certain sense, Mamanis, as we will have to review that line, right? On Yud Ches Amabez, if you remember back in Masechas Krisus, the Gemara spoke about, that parak was about Ashim Talui, parak Safik Achal Chelev, and the Gemara went into that Yom Kippur can be Mechaper for an Ashim Talui and take the place of an Ashim Talui, but what about other Chiyuvim? It can't take away the Chiyuv of Achatas and an Ashim Vadai, and what about Ashim Mi'ilos? So the Gemara spoke there, I mentioned the important line of Yud Ches Amud Beis, Ki Mechaper Yom HaKippurim Al Isura, Al Mamona Lo Mechaper. On Mamon Lo Mechaper, and that was talking about Me'ilah. So again, even in that line, in Krisos, we get the essence of the Isser of Me'ilah. But either way, now we're in the Sugya of Pigol. That's what we have been talking about the past couple of lines, and the Gemara is trying to prove whether the status of Pigol starts at various suggestions about when the stat in the context of Pigol, when the Isser of Me'ilah can be removed. Right, that was that's the discussion. And we had last time the machlokes about whether starting on Dalet Amud Beis is going to Hamad Aleph, three different opinions, whether heter shchita shaninu, heter zrika shaninu, or heter achila shaninu. When is the Isser of Me'ilah removed? Do you need lamaisa when it's mutter for the Kohanim to consume? That would be heter achila. Or as long as it is ro'i to be zorek the dam, maybe you'll add in kolom elizro kazorek dami, that's heter zrika shaninu, or is it even heter shchita shaninu, right? The earliest time that one could remove the status, and that is, if you remember, Tosfos explained the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Heter shchita sheninu shemiyat shenasas a shchita behechsher ein malin. Oh, heter zrika, right after shchita, right when the shchita is done, there's no meila. Or heter zrika, you need also the kabbalas adam, you need it to be royal zrika or not. Remember, we look at Tosfos also, because Tosfos plays the role of Rashi here. The Rashi is really the mafarish and a mafarish, and that's why Tosfos plays a different type of role on this masechta as well as other masechtas as we have seen throughout Shas. So Tashma, let's start on the top of Vav Amud Aleph again, trying to prove Heter Achila Shaninu, meaning that the Heter, the removal of the status of Achila, of Me'ila, is only after it is Ra'i to partake, and that, as we'll see, is what we pass in the beginning of Perek Gimel, just to ruin the surprise a little bit before we get to the end of the Sugya, right, the Rambam in Mesechas Me'ila, in terms of Psak Halacha, the end of Sefer Avot, the Rambam Paskins in Me'ila, Perek Gimel, Halach Aleph, Kache Mizbeach, She Mesu, Yatsu Yudei Me'ila Dvar Torah. Okay, Kache Mizbeach had died, so then the status of Me'ila is removed right away, Midaraisa, Avamol, and Midivri Sofram, Chelem Nifsul, Midvarm, She Yipaslo, and Karbanos, Vechulu. Aval Imhaya Lakachi Kachim Hane Echalim Shas Heter, Viacharkach Nifsul, Venesu Bachila, Hov Hutru Shah Achas, Ein Molin Boso Darashe Royal Achila, Kamo Shebi Arnu. And then in the continuation, the Rambam discusses, there is no Me'ilah. I'll read you the important line. Ein Molin Bashar Basaran, Shahare Hayalo Shas Heter Lachila. Is the Rambam's line. Heter Achila, once it's mutter to consume, so then there is no more Me'ilah. Me'ilah means I'm not allowed to partake of it. The second that somebody can partake of it, the Kohanim, so then there is no longer an Isser of Me'ilah. Just because the Mizbeach can partake of it, that doesn't help. Meaning if the carbon ola, right, that the now I can put it on the Mizbeach, that's not called a removal of the status of Me'ilah, only if a human being can partake of it. So Tashma, let's try to prove this issue from the Tosefta in the beginning of Me'ilah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh no sir shemol in bo, v'yesh no sir she'ein mol in bo. There is some type of no sir left over that there is Me'ilah, and there is some type of no sir there is no longer any Me'ilah. Ketzad, so when is each one relevant? So Ketzad, lo lefnei zrika moalin, if a carbon is lon, meaning no sir. If it's lon, it's left over before Zrikas Adam, so then there is Me'ila, because you see, the Me'ila, Zrika wasn't performed. So only after Zrika is Me'ila removed. What's after Zrika? That's Heter Achila. After Zrika, so then the Kohanim can partake of it. So Ktani, Mias, Ma'alin, Bo, right? So Pashtus is, there is Me'ila. Lav dahavis shows lamizrake. Aren't we talking about a case where you did the shechita and you have time to do the zrika, and only after zrika is done is the status of meal removed? But if you wouldn't have done the zrika, then the status wouldn't be removed. The boy zarek, that if you want, we're talking about a case where you have the chance to do zrika, vishmami no heter achila shaninu, and therefore you learn from here that heter achila, the status of meal, is only removed. The potential of a meal is only removed only after you do Zrikas Adam, when you have the heter to consume it. And therefore, there's a raya to our question. Answer, lo, de kable samach l'shkia sachama. Maybe we're talking about a case where the Kabbalah Saddam was done the second, right before Shkia. Right before Shkia. De lo havi shows l'mizrak. There wasn't time. It wasn't ro'i to do Zrikas Adam. If it would have been, then that would have been good enough. Aval haya shows my, if there would have been time, then what? Hakanami de ain mo'alin. That even just the potential, meaning heter zrika shaninu, even just the potential of zrika would have been good enough to remove the status of me'ila. So then why didn't it say that in the Tosefta, asked the Gemara? My ariya datani lefnei zrika, lisni kodim shkio la'achar shkia. If the key isn't Zrika, the Brisa, the Tosefta, sounds like it has to do with the Zrika itself. If you're talking about you ran out of time, that's not really a Zrika issue, it's a time issue, it's a Shkia issue. So why didn't the Brisa, why didn't the Tosefta say that? The Gemara answers, okay, it's Ke'ilu it said it. Hachanami Ktani. It's as if it said it. Kodim Sheyera El Zrika, Lacha Sheyera El Zrika, which means Shkia. Right, sometimes the Gemara will use, or the Mishnah, or the Tosefta will use a phrase. It doesn't really mean that phrase. It's just cluing me into something else that has that time. Right, we don't have to look further than the first Mishnah in Shas. Right, when you, can you see a Kriya Shema? Bishash Hakonim Lechazon Lachal Trumasan. Just say Tzeis Lachochavim. Right, we're teaching me that that's the moment. So here too, it says Kodem Sheyiroel Lizrika, Kodem Lachas Sheyiroel Lizrika. So that is a reference to Shkias Hachama. Okay, a lot to talk about here on this first phrase, but let's talk, and then we'll have a second Shach Levataria, which is very similar, but this is about Nosar. This is about Nosar, and then we'll have another one about Pickle. Good. Nosar, we know, is in Mitzvah Daraisa to burn Mosar after violating the Isser Daraisa of leaving over the carbon, right? That's the Isser of the Nosar and the Aseh. This is a discussion whether Nosar is Pater from Malkus based on the fact that it is a Lav She'en Bo Maisa or a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. Right? Nosar might be one or the other or both. Right? On the other hand, I don't do a Maisa when I violate the Avera. Right? Unlike most Averas where I have to do something, Nosar is about not doing something. It is a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, but it's also a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Beis discusses this. Kuf Mem Beis, Kuf Mem Gimel, that is the mitzvah lo saseh of leaving over Nosar. In the context of Karban Todah, that's where the Nosar is written in the Torah, but it applies to all other Karbanos as well. As the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shalola hosir shum davar mi Karban HaTodah ad HaBoker. Klomer lamachras yom zvichaso. Umimeno lamanu l'shar kachim gamkein shekol ma sheyishar mehem achar zman achilaso shehu Nosar v'chayiv l'sarfa l'fi shehu nitak la'aseh sheyis refenu. So the Sefer HaChinuch uses the Lashon, it's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. As we have mentioned in the past, right, the three of the sugyas that have an overlap between mitzvahs and averos, and want us to know when to apply what, mitzvah habah b'avera, Lav HaNitak La'aseh, and Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. Right, all those three sugyas are averos and mitzvahs overlapping each other. One is, I did the avera and I cannot do the mitzvah. One is, do the mitzvah and quote unquote violate the avera. And one is, after I've already done the Avera, there's a way to fix it somehow by doing the mitzvah. So all of those are related, but they have their own identity. So the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Gimel quotes the mitzvahs asay to burn Nosar, and he quotes Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Part of the essence of the mitzvah is, why do we burn Nosar? Lefi sheteva kol basar lehi paseid b'shehia v'lovi l'day sirchon. Because things get rotten over time, as time goes on, right? It starts getting not fresh anymore. And it could get ruined. And therefore, we do a lot relating to the Beis HaMikdash and Karbanos to keep it special in our mind. In a separate category. Nistavina lasarfo miyad ulavaro mina olam. Laval yakutz adambo uberecho. So a person shouldn't become disgusted in how it looks. Vitachlas akalayan agamra de aish, and the ultimate way to destroy something is by fire. Yoser mina pirud vizriel aruach of kol davar acher. More than any other, more than crushing it up and throwing it to the wind or any other way to destroy it, burning it is the ultimate in getting it away. So that's number one. So it doesn't come putrid. We don't look at it, right? Kind of like, when the parent on Sunday or Monday night, answers the question of the children, what's for supper? And they say leftovers. There's automatically, even though it's Shabbos food just on Sunday or Monday. But when it's viewed as, it's not fresh, it's already a little, priest's covet in how we look at the food, even if the food would be delicious. So we don't want to have that type of mentality when it comes to karbanos. We don't want to think that it's a leftover, even though one might think certain karbanos, you have 2 days to eat it, right? A karban shlamim, day night day. So, but still, that's not, even though the Torah calls it noser, lechatchila, to eat it the first day, the Ramban writes in Parsha Sav, but that is the first idea, the Chinuch says, the mitzvah to eat it. It should never be leftovers. Never be leftovers. Don't give it the chance to stay in the back of the refrigerator, and then we will look at it a few days later, and it won't look so good. Ga milvadze, says the Chinuch, yesh bedvar remez el hapitachon b'Hashem Yisbarach. The other message is about pitachon. Shelo yeh adam chonek atzmo b'ma'achal chalo yoser midai latzniol yomachar. Beitza, please. A person shouldn't literally chonek, strangle themselves to say, I'm not going to eat today, I'm saving this for tomorrow. Latzniol yomachar. Virosoki akel yitzavel lachalos psar kodesh. The Torah says, get rid of this, there's going to be more tomorrow. Don't worry about it, it's fine, there can be more tomorrow. Mishavash naso shato kiloyin gomer v'lo ratza sheyeno bo bria achar kein. Lo adam v'lo behema. To teach us bitachon, to teach us just eat what you have today, and don't worry, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will grant you more to eat tomorrow. That reminds us of Shammai. That reminds us of Shammai, different than Hillel. We don't paskin like Shammai, we paskin like Hillel. But maybe in the world of Kadshim, we all have to be on a higher level. Which Shammai and Hillel, remember at the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Beitza, the Gemara discusses how we're supposed to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara talks about Tanya, Amar Olav al Shammai Azakein. Kal Yamav Haya Ochel Kavet Shabbos. The whole week you see Lekavet Shabbos. This is exactly what the mitzvah of Noser is, according to the Chinuch that we just read. Matzah Be'Menoa Omer Zeol Shabbos. He finds one animal Zeol Shabbos. Matzah Acheres, he finds a nicer one. He says, you know what? Meniach Hazashniyah VaOchel Aser Rishona. That's Shammai. I'm sorry. The Chinuch is emphasizing Hillel. We pass him like Shammai in this case, and that is, you find something for Shabbos, save it. You find something nicer, put it away for Shabbos. Eat the first one. And that's what the poskim quote that we should do. Aval Hillel azakein mida acheres haisalo shekol maisel l'shem shemayim. Hillel had a mida acheres, which is for people who have a certain level of bitachon. You find something nice, I'm going to eat this now because Hashem is going to give me something even nicer for Shabbos. I am sure. I'm not worried. He's going to take care of me and it's going to be fine. Baruch Hashem, yom yom. The pasuk says, that the Gemara quotes, right? Boteach Rashi says, "Shetizdamein lo noeh l'Shabbos." Don't worry, I don't have to say this because Hashem will give me something else for Shabbos. That's the attitude of the nosar. You know, finish it today. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you another carpet tomorrow. Hashem will give you everything else tomorrow. That's related to the iser and the mitzvah of nosar. It is interesting that there aren't only two mitzvahs of nosar. If you look back in mitzvah ches, the Rambam and the Chinuch, regarding a number of mitzvahs, count the separate mitzvah for Karban Pesach. There's a separate lo saseh for leaving over the basar of the Karban Pesach. There's leaving over the basar of all karbanos, that's here in Parshas Sav, and then in Parshas Bo, there's a separate mitzvah of lo saseh menor boker. Fascinating that there are a number of mitzvos that dafka apply to Karban Pesach. The issur of leaving over the chelev of the Karban Pesach is another mitzvah, right? Leaving over the basar of the Karban Pesach, leaving over the chelev of the Karban Pesach, right? The mitzvah of leaving over the basar of Chagigas Yudalad, the basar of the Karban that goes with the Karban Pesach. Three separate losaseis. Ches, Tzadi, and Tav Pei Vav. Here in the Sefer Chinuch, the list, the Isra of leading over the Basar of Pesach Sheni, So many mitzvahs. Korban Pesach is unique in that regard. Everything having to do with the Korban Pesach is counted separately. We mentioned also the Beis HaLevi's Ha'ara in the beginning of the Tshuvas, that the mitzvah of Shechita and the Achila are counted differently by Korban Pesach than by others, because the mitzvah of Korban Pesach obviously is unique. Korban Pesach obviously has a separate shear in terms of how long, yet when's the time to leave it over. Right, most karbanos are until the morning, but we know by comes with Korban Pesach, machlokas or wasn't a zayir, be akiva, is it until chatzos? L'chadchila, we try to make it until before chatzos. If not, one can have it even afterwards. But either way, this is the isser of nosar, as is mentioned here. And again, the Rambam, when he talks about asay and los asay, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah, we'll have to get back to that soon. But either way, that's no, sir. Another point to mention, back to the Gemara, is the Gemara mentions that when it comes to Shkia is clearly, the Gemara says, is the end of the time of Hechsher Zrika. Right? You can't do the Zrika after Shkia. So why is that? So there is an interesting lumdus. The Gemara says in Maseches Vachim, in Me'ilah we have a little more time to talk about the topics than we did in Krisus, when the dafim were very large. But the Gemara in Zvachim, Dafim and Vav, that's the makar where we know that dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama. Amar v'yisla b'ravdimi, nun vav amar aleph, minayin l'dam sh'nifsal b'shkiyas achama. How do we know that dam is nifsal by shkia? Sh'ne'amar b'yom ha'kriv'o ha'zivcho yei achel. B'yom sh'ata zoveach, ata makriv. At a time, during the day that you could shecht, you can be makriv, that means zorek. B'yom sh'i'ata zoveach, I'ata makrif. So that's the makar, dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. There's a lumdish question in the Briska Rav. Is it that the dam b'chefsa becomes nifsal, or it's just that you can't do a maisa zrika at night, and memela, there's no use of the dam of what you need to use it for? That's the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama, but then the makar is talking about the maisa zrika, not about the dam itself. So even the Gemara could be read, one of two ways. The Briska Rav in Maseches Zvachim has this chakira of which one is it? Is it the dam or is it the maisa zrika that is mentioned? Right? The Taras Hakodesh assumes that the dam is the tam of soul is because it's just because of the maisa shchita. The Briska Rav assumes that it's something it's something of the dam itself. Shechal al aguf chefsa shel hadam velo psul ba'alma. It brings a raya from Pigel. Again, that's a chakira that is mentioned by the Briska Rav. And one final point, and then we'll continue, and that is the issue brought up here of dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. The Shagas Ari discusses, so if dam is nifsal and the zrik is connected, the carbon, let's say the tam, or any carbonus, especially the carbon of shal ben harbayim, everything has to be done during, so what about tefilas mincha? Tefilas mincha. So dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. So what about tefilas mincha nifsal b'shkiyas achama? So tefilas mincha, so again, that's a major machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, does one have to be very, very makbid to daven mincha before Shkia, or can one daven mincha after, as long as it is before Tzeis HaKochavim? That is a discussion, obviously, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, and different Minhagim that are quoted. Rav Soloveitchik felt, based on this Gemara, based on a Rabbeinu Yonah and Maseches Brachos, that no matter what you say regarding other halachas, for sure mincha has to go by Shkia. Because dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama, going like the first one. He quotes, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, Rabbeinu ha'yim edavin medaktik lehispala mincha kodem ha'shkiyah. V'haya ragil ha'askir ha'zir Rabbeinu Yonah, reish perek tefilas ha'shachar, shafilu l'das Rabbeinu Tam. Right, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, right, we'll talk about that by the Shem soon, that there's something called a later shkia. Shavadayin vada yomu adzman rav la'achar shkia mikol makom aimless palos mincha. The dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama v'zantilas mincha niskana k'neged zman akravas tamasher ben harbayim. And therefore, even if one is makeup regarding other halachas regarding mincha, one shouldn't be. And even though he also quoted, even though the minhag olam is mekel, like the words of the Rama in Reish Lamed Gimel and Hilchos Mincha, b'di'eved efshar adayin l'spal mincha b'zman shel ben hashmashos dafka b'mos achol, but for sure not Friday night. Okay, so this is the discussion of of Mincha, and a big discussion. Maybe we'll talk about the Rabbeinu Tam in a few more moments when we get to this Gemara again in a few lines. Let's continue. Tashma. So we just had to bring a raya from Nosar, and that was one discussion, and now we go on to Pigol. Again, similar Brisa, similar Tosefta regarding Pigol, and again, trying to prove when does the status of Me'ila, when is that removed? Says the Gemara. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigol Shemol, we'll get back also to the beginning of Tmura, because that also has a discussion relating to Nosar, and whether one gets Malkus for Nosar. We'll do that better in a couple of minutes. First, let's do the following. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, just like Rabbi Shimon spoke about Nosar, here's Pigol. Yesh Pigol Shemol and Bo, Yesh Pigol Shein Mol and Bo. There are some cases of Pigol that there is still an Isser of Me'ila by it. There are some cases of Pigol that there is no longer an Isser of Me'ila. Ketzad, Lifnei Zrika Mo'alin, Lacha Zrika in Mo'alin, same chluk that we had earlier. Before Zrika Sadan, then there is still Me'ila, right? There is no Heter. After Zrika, so then there's no more Me'ila. So Ktani Mias, Lifnei Zrika, Mo'alin Bo. So again, what does it say here? Before Zrika Sadam, so there is the Isra Me'ila. So isn't that literal? Lav Ha'davi shows the Mizrake. Aren't we talking about a case where you had time to be Zarek the Dam? Di'iboi Zarek. And if you wanted to, you could have done it. The Ktani Mo'alin Bo. And it says, there is Me'ila, Vishma Mina, Heter Achila Sheninu. You could have done the Zrika. You didn't, and yet there's still Me'ila. That shows that you actually need the Zrika to have been done in order to remove the status of Me'ila. Meaning, even if I would say in general, Kala Ome Lizro Kizarek Dami, that if it's Ome Lizro, it's Ki'ilu Zarek for certain halachas, you can't eat the carbon yet. Right? Some things need actual. Right, you can't just have the potential for something. Certain halachas, you can have that. Kalome ligvos kagavi dummy. You could say for a certain purpose, for certain halachas, it's ki'ilu, the karka is nigveh. And, you know, maybe you apply for halachas of shmitas ksafim and other halachas. And kalome lisrof kisarif dummy, and you can't use it as an esrog. If you have an esrog shili or any dachas, because you're going to burn it. So you have those. But here, if you have to do Zrika Sadam, nobody's going to say that, oh, because you could do Zrika, so you're allowed to eat it already. Nobody's going to say, you're not going to go that far. So therefore, here too, so even though you had the ability to be Zorik, and you didn't, and therefore, there was still a status of Me'ila, and that is why the Gemara proves Heter Achilu Shaninu. The Gemara again answers the same answer. Lo, to lo, how he shows Lamizrake, it was talking about a case where you didn't have time to do the Zrika. So it wasn't even ra'ui to be able to suggest the other opinion. Aval havitz shos l'mizrake mai, but in a chinami, if you would have had time to do Zrika Sadam, we would say, ha'chinami, d'navik min de me'ila. It wouldn't be me'ila anymore. So mai ari d'tani l'achar Zrika. So again, the Gemara says, so then why does the Tosefta use the lashon of la'achar Zrika? Listni kodim shkia l'achar shkia sachama. Why don't we use the more direct lashon of before and after shkia, right? If it's talking about a time issue. So where it says, hachinami ka'amar. You're right. Kodem shi re'el ezrika, la'acha shi re'el ezrika. Same thing that we just said earlier. Good. One general point and one specific point. The chashuk echemed, there is a chashuk echemed on Maseches Me'ila. If you look in the chashuk echemed, and it just came out, Tav Shin Ayin Tes. So he discusses there, what's the case where there was no ability to, right before Shkia, you did Zrika Sadam, there wasn't even a moment to Zrika Sadam, so that means you shechted the carbon, and you did the Kabbalah right before Shkia. Which carbon are we talking about? Right? You're not allowed to shecht carbonos after the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, except the carbon Pesach. That's what Pesach you did earlier. Is that what we're talking about? The Karban Pesach, you didn't get to the Zrika, we're talking about Me'ila by that? Is that what we're discussing? Or other Karbanos? Is there ever a time? What happens if you, right, we know that Aseid HaShlama, you can't bring any Karban, the two poles of every day has to be the Tamar Shachras, Tamar Shabbat Arbayim. So he has this Shaila, he quotes us from the Achronim. Yesh L'shol, Harim Kibel Asadam, Slamach L'shkia Sachama, Imkein Mistaver, Shigam HaShchita Aisa Slamach L'shkia, Nimsa Shashchita Aisa Acharei Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, Shikari B'teishu Amechsa. It must be that you shechted the you shechted this after the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim, and you're not allowed to do that. It's aser. What are you talking about? But the evidence you did it, and according to the shittas that say it doesn't pass the carbon. So what's the hechitimsi? What's the echidimsi that you would be able to have this carbon shechted so late in the day? So he says, maybe, comes up with a hechidimsi. Velule dvarav, he quotes the author of the Takanas Ezra, a sefer here on Meseches Me'ilah. And he says, maybe it was with the Evan, he shechted after Shkidis HaTam, but he says, no, I have another possibility. Mayri ba'ofan shebe'emes lo akriv l'tom asher ben arbayim. Hainu, mishivasa b'tamuz ashnas achur banat tishabav. In the year of the Churban, when, remember one of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuos Avtam was that the carbon tub had stopped, they ran out of animals, different formulations. So after that time, did they give any carbonus? If you don't have an animal for the carbon tub, let's say you don't have a keves, we discussed recently, can you use a keves or a goat? We said there was a day of the rush in the Shiva Kubetzes earlier that maybe you could use a seir, but we said generally the Rambam doesn't say that, we use kvasim. But what happens if you don't have a kvasim? Am I allowed to give karbanos? It's so much is the aseh da hashlama only when I have the tamidin, or even if I don't have the tamidin, right? I'm not allowed to do it. That has to be the first and last karban. So he says, maybe, he's talking about a case where you didn't have an animal for the tamas shebein arbayim, shebizman hazeh, at that time, between Shavuos Avtamuz and Tisha B'Av, lo ikrivu tamid. Ach, nedarim and nedavis hayef shalahakriv. Vafik rivuksas. And he goes through the sugya, can you bring the Dharma and Davis in a time when you're not bringing the Tamidim Shel Bein Arbayim or Shel Shachris? Gamish Kachas Lash Yizman Shel Ha'ilam Kfasim Lakir Bizman Shel Yizim Shel Ha'ilam Matzar. What about just the, during the siege, as we said? Ve'ein Metzias La'avodas Ve'es Elokin La'akriv Karbon Me'a Karbonos Havo Mishar Balechayim Ba'manachas Lakhtoris Ve'sichon Yisrael La'seis Mamon Rav Bekeves Litzad She'ein Metzias La'akriv Ad She'yaktim V'chulu And it continues, quotes in Arachayim HaKadosh. So maybe that's the, comes up with a possibility that it would be, they'd be able to bring it even without the, Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. The idea of Shkia being the crucial moment in the Rabbeinu Tam we referred to beforehand obviously has to do with the Sugya of Shkia and Seis and Bein Hashmashas, which we haven't discussed in a long time. But again, today that gives us the opportunity to talk a little bit, about it. We know there is a Stira that Rabbeinu Tam needs to answer. The famous Rabbeinu Tam regarding Zmanim is answering a Stira between two Gemaras. Tosfos quotes this in Shabbos and in Psachim. The question is Tosfos and Shabbos Lamed Hey. Right, one Gemara says that from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil. 4 mil. The time it takes me to walk 4 mil. But then there's another Gemara that says that Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. Right, which is much less time. So the question is, I thought Shkia to Tzeis is Bein Hashmashos. So how could one Gemara say Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil? And another Gemara that says the whole Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. So how do you put that together? So that's the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. How do you, and the Gaonim. How do you put those two Gemaras together? So Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a chiddush of two Shkias. There are two Shkias. There's Tchila Shkia and Sov Shkia. What we call sunset is Tchila Shkia. It's Shkia number one for Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, right, even that first Shkia doesn't really have so much halachic significance. Again, Rav Salvechik felt that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Dam is going to go by Nifsa by the first Shkia, and that's what Mincha should go by. But again, the Minhag of many in the Hasidic world and elsewhere is to assume Rabbeinu Tam held that way even by Mincha and the like. And that's how he answers the stira. There's shkia number one at the beginning of 4 mil, and then 3 1/4 mil later, that's when Bein Hashmashos starts, and Bein Hashmashos is at the end of that time period. But up until that point, it's Vadayom. Up until that point, it's Vadayom. That is Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, Laman Ham and Aleph, I'm reading in Shabbos, Tohasa Mayer B'tchila Shkia, V'hachla Mishetishka Misov Shkia, Achar Shenechna Sachama Ba'ovi Harakia. That's what he talks about, and then he discusses about Temalarit, Mai Pligi, Havade, Mishal Seze Kochavim, Avelaila. What's the Machlokas? The Armin Lakamal, Logadolam, Anir Bayom, what type of stars? Vechloni continues. The Vilna Gaon says exactly the opposite. The Vilna Gaon says, no, there's only one Shkia. There might be two Tzesis. Tzesa Kochavim and Tzes Kola Kochavim. And the Gra in Hilcha Shabbos, and has a long Bir Hagra, and two words summarize the first point that he makes. Hachush Machish. Your senses contradict your shita, says the Gratz Rabbeinu Tam. It's pitch black outside. How could you say that it's Vadayom? You can't see anything. It's pitch black. That can't be vada yom. So that's what the Gemara says. No, beta, the 3/4 of a mil is the time period at the beginning of the 4 mil. Right away by what the Rabbi Natan called tchila shkia, which is shkia, the first 3/4 of that mil is already suffik yom suffik laila. That's why the Gemara's manim will always be earlier at night, at the end of a 3/4 of a mil. So then it's already the tseisa kochavim, and then later on it says kolok kochavim for certain halachas, but that's the machlokas between the Gra, Gaonim, and Rabbi Natam, in terms of the shkias and the tzeisas. There is a third opinion of the Yireim, which is interesting halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Elazar Metz says that maybe 3/4 of the meal, the way they answer the Sira is that is before, Ben Hashmashas is before shkia. That's his suggestion. 3/4 of a mil before Ben Hashmashos, before Shkia, and then after Shkia, 4 mil. So for 3/4 of a mil before Shkia, that's already Ben Hashmashos for Rabbi Elazar Metz, the Yireim, Savig Yom Savig Laila. So we don't paskin that way, right? We paskin Shkia. But as has been mentioned, as is known, there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael that is Choshesh for this Shita of Elazar Metz, even though many don't realize that's what they're being Choshesh for. And that is the minhag of 18 minutes. Minhag of 18 minutes lighting candles, 18 minutes before Shkia. Where does that come? Why 18 minutes? Chai. That's what probably many people think. It's chai. It's a good number. It's a good number. You have to have Tosef HaShabbos, so chai. No, that's not the root. The root is this Yireim. Why? Because there are three different opinions. How long does it take, minutes-wise, for 3/4 of a mil? How long? So there's different opinions. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. Right? Three different opinions. So if you take the longest shear of a mil, 24 minutes. 24 minutes. So 3/4 of a mil will be 18 minutes. So according to the Yireim, if you take the largest sheet of a mil, the longest possibility, so then 18 minutes before Shkia already for Rabbi Elazar Metz is already Safik Shabbos. Safik Yom Safik Laila. So we don't make Ikra Din Paska in that way, but that's where the minna comes from. It comes from lighting 18 minutes before Shkia to be Choshesh for the Shita of the Yireim. And the longest mil, 24 minutes, 3/4 would be 18, and that's why 18, the Mishnah Berurah says, but add on 2 minutes, because you need Tosefes. Tosefes Shabbos, right? Once it's Safik Yom Safik Laila, you can't have Tosefes anymore. That's where the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and some shuls do that, and that is 20 minutes before Shkia. So you have 2 minutes of Tosefes, Lechatchila, to light candles. But again, that's about Shkia and Seis, and many other halachas that are tali on that. Shalash Shudas and Hefsek Tara and all the halachas that are tali on Savi Yom Savi Laila. But that is the Rabbeinu Tam, again, Psachim and Shabbos, and many other halachas that are related. Okay, let's continue. Tashma. HaPigol B'Kachi Kachim Moalin. Next braisa. Pigol B'Kachi Kachim Moalin. There is Mi'ila by Kachi Kachim. So my love. Aren't we this statement, this unclear, not specific statement? What's it talking about? What stage are you up to? My love, Dazarek, aren't we talking about a case where you already did Zrikas Adam? Vishma mina heter achila shaninu? You already did Zrikas Adam, and the only reason that there's still Me'ilat is because it is Pigol. Had it not been Pigol, so then there would not be no more Me'ilat. So again, heter achila shaninu. Because you see, you had to have done the Zrika. Isn't that what it's talking about? The Gemara says, lo, de lo Zarek. Maybe the Brisa is talking about a case where you did not do Zrikas Adam. That's why there is still and it's Pigol. And that's why there's Me'ilah. But without Pigols, then it would be no more Me'ilah, even though you didn't do the Zrika. Aval Zarek Mai, Hachanami Dei Molin. But Mashma what? That if you had done Zrikas Adam, then there wouldn't be Me'ilah? Said Mai Arya Datani Bekachim Kalim, Ein Molin Bo. So why in the next line of the Brisa does it say by Kachim Kalim, there is no Me'ilah? Just say within Kachi Kachim. Listeni. Right, the Gemara often asks, just within the Brisa, change a factor. Don't come up with a new case. Listeni, kan lefnei zrika, kan l'acha zrika. Why don't we say it's before and after zrika, and that is the, that could be already be a chilek regarding the halachas of me'ila. You don't have to come up with kachi kalim. The Gemara says, ha'asa lashmina, no, with kachi kachim is teaching me though, the following. Kol la'asuye lidei me'ila, zrika kitikna maisi lidei me'ila. To make something mi'ila, you need a proper zrika. Zrika ketikna maisi lide mi'ila, and that is similar to what Rev Gidal said. What did Rev Gidal say? Remember, we had Rev Gidal on yesterday's daf. Rev Gidal on yesterday's daf towards the bottom, Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Zrikas Pigol, Einu Motzi de Me'ila, Einu Mevi de Me'ila. Rav Gidol said, Zrikas Pigol is not Motzi, but it's not Mevi. So this last line, these the last two lines here, according to the Mefarish, are going to be half like Rav Gidol and half not like Rav Gidol. So you need a Zrika Mo'ila to be Mevi de Me'ila, that's like Rav Gidol, but Kol La Fuke Mi de Me'ila, Afila Shalokitikna, Nami Afka Mi de Me'ila. But to remove the status of Me'ila, even if it's Shalokitikna and it does not achieve a Heter, still, that is already Motzi Min De'Me'ila, and that is not like Rav Gidel, according to the Mefarish. Again, other different Deos and Tosfos and others here, but that is maybe going back to the original. So we don't have a foolproof Raya at the end of the day, once the dust settles, for Heter Zrika, Heter Shchita, or Heter Achila, but we paskin Heter Achila, that only once something is roi for Kohanim to partake on, so that's when Me'ila is removed. Okay? Good. So again, we saw Mi'ila also. It's, again, whether it's Gezel or Bizayon. One might say, you know, what's the root of this issue? You know, if it's Gezel, then maybe one might say that's Heter Achila. Why Heter Achila makes sense? Because Heter Achila means the Kohanim are now allowed to partake of it. So if the Kohanim partake of it, then it's no longer an issue of Gezel Hektish. If it's an issue of Bizayon Hektish, then maybe I would have said even after Heter Achila, you might say it's you can't be mevaza unless it doesn't have the status of carbon anymore. Again, if it's earlier, then it's a little unclear. If it's heter zrika, so then you might say it still belongs to hektish. But the question is, when does bizayon come into effect? Either way, that's related. Again, I want to get back. I think at the beginning of the Masechta, then we might have spoken about the roots behind the Isra Me'ila, and we'll hopefully get back to that at another point. At another point as well. But again, the Isser applies until there is a Heter. Okay, Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Besar Kache Kachim, Sheyatzel Lefnei Zrikas Damim. So the meat of Karbanos, the meat of Kache Kachim, Sheyatzel Lefnei Zrikas Damim, that was Yotze before Zrikas Hadam. So again, we've had this Mishnah elsewhere, because it has to do with many halachas. One of them is Me'ila, and that's why it's here too. So, Besar Kache Kachim, so it was Nifsal B'Yotze. So the question is, what if after it was Nifsal B'Yotze, it went out to a place where it's not allowed to be, and then I brought it back in, and then I did the Zrika Sadam? So did that Zrika accomplish anything? That's the question. So, Psar Kachi Kachem, Shias Lavnei Zrikas Damim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mo'al and Bo. Rabbi Eliezer says, there is still Me'ila. Right? The Rashi, or the Mefarish adds in a few lines to the words to the Mishnah. Avish Nizrik Adam. Even though I did Zrika Zadam, there is Me'ila, because Rebbe Eliezer holds that Zrika is not Mo'il for Yotzeh to remove the status of Me'ila. Once it was already Nifsal, usually Zrika Zadam removes the status of Me'ila. But here, because it was Nifsal but Yotzeh beforehand, then the Zrika cannot remove the status of Me'ila. So Ma'alinbo, Ve'ein Chayav and Olam, Yishal Pikol Nosef Atameh. And there's no Chayav of Pikol Nosef Atameh, because once it was Yotzeh, so then it's Fasol. Remember, Pikol requires Yatra Matzer Kemitzvaso. Pikol requires everything is perfect, besides the Machshava of Pikol. So there is no Chayav of Pikol, Nosar, and Tameh. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Ma'alinbo. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says, Nifsul Yotzeh is different. Right? And that is why the Zrika can matir even if it was Yotzeh. Rabbi Kiva said, if you look in the Mefarish for a second, Afila lo chazar vechnisan. Even if you didn't bring it back in. Once you did the Zrika is mo'elos li Yotzeh. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer is, even if you brought it back in and did the Zrika, there is still Me'ila. Rabbi Kiva says, even if you didn't bring it back in and did the Zrika, there is no more Me'ila. Ein mo'al and bo, v'chayav en alav, mishal pikol nosar v'tameh, and you're chayav for pikol, nosar, and tameh. Says the Gemara, now continuing, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva tries to defend himself that the Zrika works, the Zrika accomplishes something. Hamafresh chatas of avda. What happens in this case, says Rabbi Kiva? If you're mafresh a carbon chatas, and then it was lost, v'afish acheres tachteha, and now you have two carbonos chatas standing in front of you. Then you find the first one. Omdos. So what's the halacha? You have two potential carbonos chatas. Lo kishem shadama poter es bisara. You take one of them and you do zrika sadam for one of them. Just like that zrika is poter, exempts its own basar from me'ila. Kachu poter es bisar chaverta. Doesn't it poter the basar of its other one? Even though the basar chaverta is nifsal. Right? It's moser chatas. right? But it still is no longer subject to Me'ila. So if that's true, so in Patar Dama, es basar chaverta mina me'ila dinu shifter es basar atzma. If the zrigat adam could pater its own, it another carbon's, another animal's basar from me'ila, even though it was nifsal, so here too it should be able to pater its own meat, even though its own meat is nifsal because it was yotzei. That's Rabbi Akiva's kal v'chomer, and Rabbi Eliezer obviously rejects at least the second stage of that kal v'chomer. It doesn't pater its own. There is still Me'ila. That's by Basar Kache Kachem. So we have a similar machlokas by Emure Kache Kalem. Emure Kachem Kalem Shias Lomnei Zrikas Damen. Because again, the Basar of Kache Kalem is subject to Me'ila. That's going to be eaten by the Kohanim. But the Emurin are going to be burned to the Mizbeach. So Emure Kache Kalem Shias Lomnei Zrikas Damen. The Emurin, they went out before Zrikas Adam. Same machlokas. Reb Eliezer Omer Ein Molin Bahem. This is the same machlokas, but it's in the opposite. Because the Emurim are only once the Zrikas Adam. Now you have to be makhtu them, and now they're subject to Me'ila. So Rebbe Eliezer says, Ein Ma'alin Bohem. The Zrika, it's Ke'ilu, you didn't do the Zrika. And therefore, the Zrika of a Yotze doesn't help the Emurim become Ro'ui L'Hakter Agame HaMizbeach, and therefore there is no Me'ila. That Zrika does not work for Yotze. Vein Chayavar Aleim Shepikonos V'Tameh. That there's no chia for pikonos or entame. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Moel and Bohen. Again, Rabbi Akiva says Moel, because Zrikas Yitzia is maybe, just like Rabbi Akiva says, that Zrika can be Motzi Midei Me'ila. It's Ke'ilu, it wasn't Yotzei. So too, by Emure Kashikalim, it's Ke'ilu, it wasn't Yotzei, and therefore it can become into the world of Me'ila. Into the Briska Rav, even as a Chakira in Meseches Menachos. Do we say, obviously you can't eat it, lamaisa, but maybe, let me find the Briska Rav here, the Griz in Menachos says, on a theoretical level, yesh la'ayin, Rabbi Akiva says the zrik is effective. Is that effective really, technically, even for heter achila? It's just that you can't eat it because it was yotzei? Or the zrika works for me'ila, but it doesn't work to give it a heter achila, mamish. That's his chakira, and he has an afkamina. V'nei le'inyim psul yotze, yesh la'ayin. Im zrika zu, havi matir ba'achila, v'rach mishum, iser yotze, you can't eat it. O de'linyin achila in a zrika klal. Or regarding achila, it's not a zrika. V'af de motzia midei me'ila, l'mandar mezrika ma'alas le'yotze. And even though the zrika does have effects for a me'ila, mikol makom le'inyin heter achila in a mo'alas. But it doesn't work at all for the heter achila. And he says that maybe you can see it in a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Da'af b'sar kachem kalam shiyatsa chutz la'azara hazevach kasher mishum dezrika mo'elis liyotzei u'mikol makom habasar eino ne'echal." That's the language of the Rambam in Tzulei Hamakdashim and Aleph Lamed Beis. Basar kachem kalam that went out chutz la'azara that doesn't pasul the zevach. Because the zrika was moel yotzei, the basar can't be in the chazina midever Rambam. The yotzei la mishum isuro shaklina vetarina nim zrika moeles ela mishum tibimitzius ena b'mechitza dainina nim moeles zrika al zeh. So he has that question in his in the discussion. We're talking about the yotzei and the heter achila or in or the lack of heter achila. We know eating with the achila that is a mitzvah daraisa. Ti kachim, and there's two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of eating kachim behemos, and there's a mitzvah of eating kachim minachos. Two different mitzvahs. For the Kohanim to eat the shirayim, a Yisrael will never eat a karban mincha. Mincha is kachi kachim, and a karban mincha will always be usher for a Yisrael to eat. But the kachim of behemos, so Yisraelim could eat parts of the shlamim. The question is that part of the mitzvah? When the Yisrael eats the shlamim, is that part of the mitzvah? That's not so clear. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos in Perek Yud discusses the different levels, but does not mention the Bailam. Achilas chatas v'asha mitzvahs aseh, the Rambam says. Chatas v'asha mitzvahs aseh she'ne'emar v'achlu osam asher kupar bohem. Hakohanim ochlim u'bailam miskaprim. The Kohanim eat, and the Bailam get kapara. V'hu adin l'shar kachim. She'ochlan hakohanim, she'achilas on mitzvah. So a number of chidushim in this Rambam. And we've quoted this in the past. Number one, the Rambam has different tiers within the mitzvah saseh. Within the mitzvah saseh, the Rambam says clearly, eating a chatas and an asham is a mitzvah saseh daraisa. And other karbanos are also part of the mitzvah. Right, what other karbanos are there? Shlamim. Right, Shlomim. So number one, the Rambam has different tiers of the mitzvah within the Daraisa. Right, we discussed this back in Krisos a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about Dam. There are certain Isurim of Dam that are Isurei Kares. There are certain Isurim of Dam that are also Asur Daraisa, but it's not an Isur Kares. And there are certain Isurim of Dam that are not Asur Daraisa at all. But even within the Daraisa, you have it by Dam, you have it here, you have it by Bal Tashmis. The Rambam says there's Asur to destroy anything in a destructive manner. Right, but you're only going to get malchus for destroying trees. The Rambam seems to say that though that it's going to be also daraisa though even any act derech hashchasa is going to get malchus. But here the Rambam says that eating karbanos is a mitzvah say chatas and asham and the others also. But the Rambam also emphasizes other karbanos that kohanim eat achilas and mitzvah. What about the bialim by shlamim? So is that not included? There's a Rashi and Pesachim that seems to say they are, but Rav Rambam says only Kohanim. And then he says, V'chein achidah shiorei amanachas mitzvah say, separate mitzvah, sh'ne'emar v'anoseres mimena yochlu aharon uvanav. And then he goes into all the halachas. Later on, he says, it can be eaten by Yisraelim, obviously, but that's not included in the mitzvah. Shlamim necholen biyom azvicha v'chol alayla v'chol yom amacharas. Acha tishka achama, says the Rambam, sh'ne'emar, biyom akvivo azvicho yechol amacharas v'gomer. Neftiz lamayid, sh'ne yamim v'layla echad. Bein chelak akonim, bein chelak abaylim. V'wadin l'b'chor amayser, sh'arehin kachim kalim ki shlamim. Toda, as a separate halachas, we've got a unique halacha of carbon toda that we've touched on in the past. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'hani tar dilamali, what do you need the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, both by the basar of kachim kachim and the emurim of kachim kalim? It's the same machlokas, whether zrika is effective for a carbon that was yotze. One is going, becoming me'ila, one is removing me'ila, what do you need both? So the Gemara says, if you only are the machlokas of the reish of the first half of the Mishnah, that's where Eliezer says that the zrika is not effective, and there's still me'ila. Mishum zrika ketikna mafki mide me'ila, shalok ketikna lo mafki mide me'ila. You needed a proper zrika to remove the status of me'ila. If not, it's still aser. You need an effective zrika. You need an effective zrika to remove me'ila. Here, this zrika is not going to be effective. It's not going to bring any heters. Therefore, it's still me'ila. Avala asuila de me'ila. But maybe to make something aser, it's easier. Mosler Rabbi Kiva dafila shalok adikna ma'isla de me'ila. Maybe Rabbi Lezer would say it's easier to bring the status of me'ila than to remove the status of me'ila. If something's already aser, you can't remove that iser unless it's perfect. But maybe to make something aser is easier. The other about gabi kachim kalim, and maybe the opposite. By kachim kalim, we would have the opposite of avamina. Havamina gabi kachim kalim, who to amar Rabbi Akiva ma'alin bahem. Maybe by kachim kalim only, that's what Rabbi Akiva says, that mi'ila can be created, even with a problematic zrika. Tiafilu zrika shlo ketikna ma'isli de mi'ila. Because even an inappropriate, or not an inappropriate, or an ineffective zrika can bring to me'ila. Aval kachim kachim ba fukehu. But to remove the status of me'ila, shalo ketikna l'mafkim de me'ila. So I would have thought that maybe if it's not a perfect zrika, it does not remove the status of me'ila. Kamash malan, we say that Rabbi Kiva says a shita in both ways. So yotze is not affected. We will see that it's not all psulim. Rabbi Kiva says that all psulim zrika works for it. Psul yotze. Because yotze was already here. Again, interesting. You think about yotze. What type of psul is yotze? Nothing really happened to it. It's in a problematic place. Tamei or nosar, something happened to it. Right? You left it or you didn't eat in the right time. So here this just has to do with where it is. Kind of reminds us a little bit of Hotsa'a Malacha Geruah. Right? The first Beis and Shabbos, where the Rishonim talk about Hotsa'a being in an inferior type of Malacha. Why is it inferior? How do you see it's inferior? Why is it listed? Why does it have a separate Pasuk? Tosas notes later on in the Masechah Shabbos. Why is it the first thing that's discussed in Masechah Shabbos? The first thing out of all the malachas is malacha number 39. Tosas says, because you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. Because what did you actually accomplish by Hotsah? Nothing. You didn't clean it, you didn't shecht it, you didn't dye it, you didn't color it, you didn't write, you didn't clean. You didn't, what you accomplished? You moved it from here to there. So what did that do? You didn't accomplish. Chefsa is the same Chefsa. So I would have thought maybe that's not even a malacha. Kamash Malan Tosva says, Hotsa Malach is Geruah, where there are various halachas. The Chayi Adam writes in Hilcha Shabbos that Maisa Shabbos does not apply to Hotsa. meaning the halachas of a goy doing work for a Jew on Shabbos, and the Jew is not allowed to get benefit from that malacha. That's all daraisa, darabanan, meiz, shogig. He did it for me, didn't do it for me, all different details. But says the Chai Adam, the whole concept doesn't apply to Hotzah, because Hotzah is malacha gerua, and he really didn't do anything for you. So that's similar to here. Maybe nifsal b'yotzei. Yotzei, what was accomplished? What type of psul is yotzei? It's a different type of psul than psulim that are inherent inside the status of the karban. So that's why it could be the asvara, why yotzei might be different, and the zrika might be able to affect the karban even after it was nifsal b'yotzei. Okay, there's a lot more here, but again, kachim kachim, kachim kalim, mi'ila. We'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue next time with the last daf, last full daf here in the first parak as we continue. Again, the next couple of weeks with Yantav coming up, we'll have to figure out exactly the days and the schedule, but Hashem will take it day by day. Okay, we'll stop here.